Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Hartung. Pitching for the New York Giants, Clint Hartung. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Sain. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Sain. And now, play ball. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kerr scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanky. The throw from Cooper and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartung fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain fires over to first and Torgerson drops the ball. That's an error on Torgerson. Rigney moves to second. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Conway now playing second base. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Braves, 1. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold hits a line drive towards first. Mize reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sane fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockman moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sane covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is hit by the pitch. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane bunts towards the mound. Hartung fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartung strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sane covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sockold takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark bunts towards the mound. Hartung fields it and throws to first for the out. Sockold moves to second. One out. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane is 0 for 0 in the game. Sane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson bunts towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Conway covering, for the out. Holmes moves to second. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. Holmes moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-1 in the game. Conway strikes out. One out. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartung strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark bunts towards the mound. Hartung fields it and throws to first for the out. Sokold moves to second. One out. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0-for-1 in the game. Sain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sokold moves to third. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Sain moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Holmes reaches second base with a double. Sokold scores. Sain scores. Stanky goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Braves. Monty Kennedy now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Elliott is walked intentionally. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants won. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Sockold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dark moves to third. Sane moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Layton pinch hits for Jack Conway. Les Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.